This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Debt buying is a multi-billion dollar industry where companies buy and sell the right to collect debt. A new state law signed by Governor Scott Walker in March includes debt buyers in the Wisconsin Consumer Act. But as Bridget Bowden reports, critics of the new law say it makes it easier for predatory lawsuits to slip through the cracks.
Third-party debt buyers collect tens of billions of dollars each year. Thousands of Wisconsin consumers have been sued by these kinds of companies. But according to the Federal Trade Commission, about 90% of people who are sued in these cases never show up in court, even when they might have a good defense. Stoughton consumer attorney Mary Fawn says there are several legitimate reasons to defend a debt.
And it may or may not belong to the person who's being sued, and the debt buyer may or may not be able to prove that it belongs to that person, or that it's not past the statute of limitations, or that someone hasn't discharged it in bankruptcy.
She's not saying that people shouldn't have to pay their debts, but she is saying that if people are sued, the information presented in court should be 100% accurate. But in 2013, the FTC reported that debt buyers often receive very little information about the debts, and information like the amount that's owed or who owes it can be inaccurate. So last fall, Fawns testified against a bill that loosened the requirements on how much proof debt collectors have to present at the very beginning of these kinds of lawsuits. That bill was signed into law in March. Representative Mark Bourne, who authored the bill, wouldn't provide a comment for this story. But he said in testimony last fall that the measure would help, quote, both merchants and debtors save time and money associated with litigation. But Fawns says making the litigation process faster could hurt consumers.
We don't need it quicker. We need more accountability. We need more accuracy.
UW-Madison finance professor Jim Johannes testified in favor of the new law. He says it standardizes what's needed to start this kind of lawsuit.
It puts a fork in what you need as evidence when you approach the courts in the pleading stage of a case.
But for consumers like Sandra Goodwin of Stoughton, figuring out the details of what you owe and why can be really difficult. Last summer, she was sued for an overdue debt by a company called Jefferson Capital Systems.
The paperwork said I was being sued. I mean, I panicked.
Only at the time, she had never even heard of that company.
Well, it scares the heck out of you when somebody tells you that. I didn't know what to do. And we didn't have any money.
Her lawyer, Stacia Connolly, says a lot of her clients struggle to nail down the details of their alleged debt. Like in this case, the debt was several years old, and it was basically impossible to determine how many times it had been bought and sold.
It's sort of like the telephone game, you know? It starts here, and then by the time it comes around 4 years later, who knows what you're going to see and what information is available to understand.
Before the new law, creditors were required to show all documents evidencing the transaction at the beginning of a lawsuit. This could include the initial contract and records of any charges or interest. Now they have to provide a single billing statement. But according to consumer attorneys, this billing statement can be drawn up at any time the creditor chooses, and it isn't required to itemize interest and other fees that had been added before then. Here's lawyer Stacia Connolly.
So it doesn't provide the other information that people are going to need, such as how did it get to that amount?
For now, Connolly is working on an out-of-court settlement for Goodwin's case, and she says she's keeping an eye on the number of lawsuits filed by debt buyers each month. With the new law in place, she says, she expects to see more. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.